If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. And welcome to our celebration this week. This is the last day of our celebration of Animae Magna, Big Souls, where we're recognizing our preparation for not only Super Bowl Sunday coming up in 2 days, but also Lent, which immediately follows that. And that's great. Speaking of other championships, which obviously isn't coming up this week, but a NASCAR season starts. I believe it's next week or very close to that. I love NASCAR just as well. I like all those other sports. I mean, I love football. I love baseball. I love different sports, and among them is NASCAR. So I always keep that in mind. Believe it or not, I'm also a big fan of bull riding. Very good. And I was led to Consalmo over in Brazil from Adriano Moraes, who is the 3-time world champion bull rider for the professional bull riders. So yes, there's that too. So anyway, we're talking about some powerful experiences this week, especially in the football world. But one of the things to look at when we understand football, we always can focus, as we did. I focused on Fran Tarkenton. I focused on Vince Lombardi. I focused on Tom Brady, of course. I am, in fact, a New Englander. And I focused on all those things. But remember, it's not a person who wins. It's a team. And if we take that same understanding of it's not a person, it's a team, and we bring that into our church, so we realize, you know, when you're on a team, and you can see this with Tom Brady when he was here in New England, and of course when he was down in Tampa, but obviously he was here for so long, and he understood that it was a team. And let's face it, Tom Brady could be Tom Brady, and they can call him the greatest of all time, the GOAT, and they can do all of that, but it doesn't mean anything if he doesn't have a team around them. I've sat down and watched football games, obviously many times throughout my entire life, and you can see this really great quarterback, but the defense is really lousy. And all of a sudden, you realize that no matter how great the quarterback is, the defense is lousy. It doesn't make any difference. So the first down, you're 10 yards to go, and the second down, you're 30 yards to go because the defense was so bad that the guys running the ball or running to tackle the quarterback ended up forcing him back because he started to run so he wouldn't be tackled. You've seen that. So he could be the best of quarterbacks, but you need the whole team. And Tom Brady, of course, understood that. And so he would do what was best for the team and would support and even sacrifice what he needed to sacrifice to build the team. And this was essential. And you have to understand that it's a team. Well, it's the same way here. One of the biggest problems we have as Catholics in New England, anyway, is we look at the church as, the priest. The priest does everything. And it's not so much that's the way it's supposed to be, but that's the way many people look at it. And there are people who come up to me and say, well, who am I? I'm not a priest. What do I have to say? And I'm like, whoa, that is so wrong. And I'm so intense on that. Yeah, I have a degree in theology. I have a Master's of Divinity degree. And that gives me a certain quality of my teaching. And I know where to find information, and I know how to put together homilies and really have them well researched and no building on my experience. But the church is bigger than all of that. So the Lord is giving you gifts to use and use those gifts in support of the mission of the church. Not just support of the church. It's really being in support of the mission of the church. That's what you're called to be. So when you are supportive of the mission, well, let me give you an example as all part of what we do as a team. I've known people who are part of the community who have a huge sense of humor. And they've used that sense of humor to either spread the gospel or even to build up the community. I remember this great guy who was in my first parish. Again, this is where I'm discovering how to be a Catholic in a new parish, returning to the Catholic Church. And he was so funny. And one of the expressions he would use, he would say, "It was so great of you to meet me." And then he'd laugh and go, "I'm sorry, I flunked humble." He used that humor to build other people up because he'd catch you off guard. And he wasn't a comedian, but a professional, but he would just do that. And that humor was a gift. Just like when we go back to the football analogy, you might have Tom Brady, who is a great quarterback, but he may never have been a good receiver. You don't know that, but we all know he's good at throwing the ball. He's excellent, but he may never have been a good receiver. He may never have been good on defense. You see what I'm saying? And so everyone has their gifts. And so without the receiver, without the defense, without the offense, besides Tom Brady's nothing. And this is something that all good teams know. And what are they ultimately doing? If I were to ask Tom Brady or any of these sports stars that we all know, any of the quarterbacks, and by the way, I one time, you know, granted, I'm not a super football fan, and I'll tell you one of the signs of it. I was, one of the sports I follow is bull riding. So I was at a bull riding event in, I guess it was Vegas. And because I did ministry for the bull riders in Vegas. That's actually why I was there. So I was in Vegas at their championships, and this guy comes up and he's talking to a friend of mine who's a sports writer. He's going back and forth and talking and everything else. And then when he left, the sports writer said, "You have no idea who that was." And I said, "No, I don't." It was Chad Pennington. So I met Chad Pennington. Had no idea. So I'm not talking from that perspective, from like, you know, a big football or baseball or anything else. But I'm talking about that team understanding. How does that teamwork happen? And I'll tell another story about that. And you need that in order for the game to happen. So if you were to ask the team, what is the most important thing that you do? I would be interested to find out. Would it be something like, winning the Super Bowl? Or would it be winning every game? Or would it be entertaining the fans? Because that's part of the mission too, entertaining the fans. And so we see that as well, because that really is what all our sports are all about. Without you as part of the team, they're nowhere. So that's another aspect as well. So yes, entertaining is part of the mission. So the church has this powerful mission as well. And what is our mission? Getting you to heaven? No. Witnessing to the gospel, witnessing to Christ on earth, that all may be saved. That is the mission of the church. And so we go back to you and say, well, what gift do I have? And that would be like someone on the Patriots say, well, what can I do? Well, you're in a Patriots uniform. You obviously are there for a reason. And someone sees the talent you have. Now, granted, this would never happen. But, you know, obviously someone in a Patriots uniform would know all their talents of what they can do. But obviously that person would see the talents that they have, or learn the talents that they have, so that they can help the team to be the great team that it was. And sometimes the team isn't ready. Sometimes the team isn't ready. You can talk all you want about Robert Kraft. You can talk all you want about Tom Brady. You can talk all you want about Bill Belichick in the great years of the Patriots. But those words mean nothing without Billy Sullivan. Billy Sullivan was the one who started, at that point, the Boston Patriots and then turned it into the New England Patriots. Billy Sullivan, yes. And the Patriots weren't winning championships back then. They weren't winning a lot of games. But you don't have Tom Brady without Billy Sullivan. You don't have Tom Brady. You don't have Bill Belichick without Billy Sullivan. You don't have Robert Kraft owning the Patriots without Billy Sullivan. So you understand that dynamic that you have all of these, even over time, presents an important, powerful reality of who we are as people of faith, and we're looking at that within this week of the Animae Magna, the big souls that we're celebrating in light of looking forward to the Super Bowl on Sunday and Lent coming the week after. So we understand that powerful message that we have, that we've looked at all week, that recognition that all these people are the team. They all give all they have for two reasons. One, to win football games, and two, to entertain the fans. And it goes through all the other sports as well. And if they don't understand those two missions, then they're not going to succeed. So this Sunday, especially as Lent is approaching on Wednesday, and we'll even focus on the Sunday after Ash Wednesday, which is the first Sunday in Lent, what is your gift that the Lord is calling you to get you back to church? And if you're in a Catholic church, to get you into a Catholic church. If you happen to be one of the other Christian religions, to get you back to your original, the church of your birth. What is that gift that the Lord gave to you? And obviously to the Catholics, come on to the Catholic Church and celebrate the gift that the Lord gave to you to become part of this mission. We'll talk more on Monday. We'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.